Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's welcome in Bobby Carell at DallasMavericks.com. Bobby, great to have you with us tonight. Walchuk just made one of the biggest mistakes ever. He read a text on the Autoflex Leasing fan text here that was involved with a Camaro being bumped into, and he called a Camaro a Camaro, and he didn't even stop himself.
Oh, my God. That is brutal. But my last name kind of sounds like Camara, and people pronounce it wrong all the time. So I kind of feel it. But
Eric, for instance.
That's unforgivable.
Yeah,
that's unforgivable.
No. I used to call you Corolla. I mean, I called you Corolla, I think, for like a better part of a decade. And up until you became a friend of the show, and then we interacted, and we actually had to ask you because it's spelled like Corolla, but it's Corella.
So. Yeah, I mean, I got thick skin about it. You guys can call me whatever you want. Just don't grill me like you're about to grill the next guest. Jeez, that sounds intimidating.
Yeah, Gil Brand, he's going to get a piece of our mind. But Bobby, we're always happy to have you with us. Talk some Mavs, and I gotta maybe it's a tough one, maybe it's not, but. Who is the third most important player on this Mavericks team beyond Luka and KP?
My first instinct is Tim Hardaway Jr., just because he's been, you know, the third leading scorer all season. He basically called a shot before the season. He said, "I want to be Michael Finley," to their Dirk and Nash. And, you know, that raised a lot of eyebrows because Mike was a guy who averaged 20 a game for, you know, many seasons in Dallas. But Tim came out of the gates a little slow, but he picked it up and has been a really, really important contributor to the team. And in Orlando, whenever, you know, it's going to be stars all over the floor, but these games are not going to be decided by the fans or by momentum, home court advantage, anything like that. It's going to be decided, I think, by your other guys. And Tim is their best other guy that's not Luka or KP. And so if he's giving you 20, 25 points like he's capable of, then they're going to be really, really tough to stop. And on the flip side, if he's having an off game or has a bad series, then they might not have a chance.
Okay, so then who would be, like, if it's not Tim Hardaway Jr., who's the other guy that's sort of in your brain right now?
Ooh, well, I'm tempted to say Seth Curry because he can just explode and, you know, hit 5-6 threes in a game. But I feel like the answer to that question is probably Dorian Finney-Smith, especially depending on who they play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, if they do get matched up against a team like the Clippers or somehow manage to play the Lakers or play like Houston with James Harden, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Dorian to guard those guys, you know, because he's really their only true kind of defensive stopper, at least in the starting lineup, who's capable of taking these guys on the perimeter. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him, a lot of eyeballs on him to stop guys who average 30, 35 points a game. And, you know, if he's at the top of his game on defense and, you know, doesn't make silly mistakes, getting foul trouble, things like that, then he can give them kind of that sturdy presence on the perimeter that they need to stay in games against better teams.
Our buddy Bobby Carella joining us from DallasMavericks.com.
Bobby, Walchuk is short-circuiting right in front of
our ears. I don't
know
what's happening, Bobby. Man. This is just
It's actually DallasMavericks.com.
Yeah, that's the Mavericks.
You've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time.
It's the Mavericks. It's DallasMavericks.com. Okay, so it is phase two that began today. I know Luka is in town now. It seems like the whole band's back together. Did anything change for you specifically, Bobby? Were you able to back in the building today? Have you been able to talk to anybody? Anything happening?
Nothing has changed for me. Surprisingly, Rick Carlisle, Luka, none of these guys have invited me back to the facility, so I'm still waiting to hear from them on that. But things are going to change for, I guess, the media and for Mavs fans at large starting next week. That's when on July 1st. That's when like organized team activities will resume, including practices and things like that. And so we'll be able to talk to those guys. I think it's all going to be over Zoom or whatever the equivalent is, okay. Skype, you know, something like that. And so hopefully there are no technical difficulties, but you know, I know their hearts are breaking because they haven't been able to see me in so long.
Oh, they
so
have
they'll,
to be.
They'll be looking forward to getting me back.
I assume. Absolutely. Now, when it comes to Courtney Lee, we found out yesterday, I guess he had to have some surgery. He's not going to be able to play in Orlando. So what are the Mavericks going to have to do here with Courtney Lee, and any idea who they might look to pick up in his place?
Well, really, up until the All-Star break, Courtney Lee was not really much of a player in the rotation. You know, he just wasn't much of a factor, wasn't getting a lot of minutes, except for spot minutes here or there, like in blowouts. But once Jalen Brunson went down, Lee was really the guy who stepped up to fill those minutes, you know, at the backup 1-2, you know, combo guard alongside DeLon Wright. And now that he's down, there is kind of a void there. Now it's only, you know, 15, 20 minutes, but Courtney's one of the few guys who, like Dorian Finney-Smith, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, are able to defend two or three or even four different positions on defense while still, you know, in Lee's case especially, while still giving you a three-point shooting presence on the perimeter. And so, unfortunately, because his injury isn't COVID-related, the way that they kind of changed the rule mid-negotiation to where you can only sign a replacement if they basically contract COVID, or they say, I don't want to go to Orlando out of fear of COVID. And so they can't actually replace him unless they make a roster move. They would have to cut someone. And I'm just not sure that that's in the cards right now, because, you know, this team's hallmark has been its depth to this point. But now you lose three guys, Brunson, Powell, and Courtney Lee. All of a sudden, you're a little less deep. And so there's really not anyone where you're like, yeah, I mean, we're too deep at center. We're too deep at point guard. Like, we can afford to let someone go and replace them. So it's going to be tough. However, they do have Josh Reeves and Antonius Cleveland on two-way contracts. And so, you know, if something happens and they just really need a guard presence, they can go to those guys. Cleveland is... he's like 26, 27. He's a little older now. Josh Reeves is fresh out of college, but both had good seasons in the D-League and you know, could step up and give you minutes if you really, really need more, you know, depth on the wing.
Bobby, we did a story, I think it was on Friday, and it was, you know, if you're building a team from scratch and you can take anybody in the league right now to start your franchise, who would you take? And Luka was on the short list there. He was in the top five of players' name that you could select. If I was to pose that question to you, would you take Luka, or do you think there's somebody else that you might go ahead and take over our favorite son here in Dallas?
Are we accounting for, like, contracts and everything like that, or is this just, like, all things are equal?
It's just all things are equal. You're building your own team, and you get to pick one player. And I think it was an interesting conversation debate we had back and forth because, I mean, clearly it's not to say if you were to take Luka or you were to take Zion or Jar, one of the young superstars, that you couldn't compete immediately, but you're definitely more building for the future versus if you were to, say, take LeBron, you're playing for a 3 to 5 year window right now, right? So I think Eric and I both lean towards we're going to take the younger player, and I think it came down to like a Luka or a Chase and Tatum, but I'm curious your thoughts on that as somebody who covers the league on a daily basis.
John Morant, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Luka would be probably top two. It's either him or Giannis, I would think.
Okay.
Giannis is still, what, 24, 25?
Yeah,
he's,
absolutely.
He's still really young, and Luka obviously is only 21. So I would say it would be those two. I'll even give you the first pick so that I can get the other one, and then I have the next pick too. And then beyond them, I mean, Zion is awfully intriguing from the limited number of minutes that we've seen him play in college and in the NBA. But, you know, Jason Tatum is super smooth. Anthony Davis is still very young. I think he's only, what, 25, 26. And so, you know, I mean, I think he has to be in that conversation as well. And there are other guys. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is just incredible. But, yeah, I mean, it's got to be Luka or Giannis. And, again, I'll give you the first pick so that I can get two in a row afterward.
Bobby Carella, DallasMavericks.com, with us here in the nosebleed seats. Bobby, when it comes to – yeah, Mavericks. When it comes to next offseason and it's going to be a short one, a quick turnaround in the NBA. Are you, like, where would you go if you're the Mavs from a team building standpoint? Are you trying to maybe make a trade for a Draymond Green? Are you trying to go make a sort of a win now move for your roster, or are you saving all of your flexibility for that summer of 2021 where you got the Greek Freak and all the big name guys potentially that will be unrestricted free agents?
Yeah, I mean, 2021 is going to be pretty lit. I think that's the summer that everybody in the league is looking toward, and especially if, you know, coming out of this season, the salary cap is deflated a little bit going into this summer. I just feel like a lot of guys are going to do like what Andre Drummond just reportedly did. We're opting into the last year of his contract to just lock up that guaranteed money and then hit free agency again in 2021 when, you know, you would have to imagine the cap would be closer to where it's projected to be than it could be this year. So there's just going to be more money for everybody, for teams to spend and for players to gain. And so I think 2021 is going to be the big year, but the Mavs are kind of in a unique position because there might not be many big name free agents this summer, but there are going to be still a lot of free agents, but the Mavs will only have one or two guys coming off the books. And so if they are going to make a move this summer, it would almost have to be either through the draft, you know, drafting a couple young guys with the picks that they have, or trading veterans, depth guys on their team for a stud. I guess if you're going to make a move, it would probably be, you know, pushing your chips into the table to try and win now. But this is kind of like an interesting experiment, what's going to happen in Orlando, because, you know, I don't know what's going on with Giannis. That's changing by the day, of course, in Milwaukee. But Kawhi Leonard and Paul George only have 1 year left with the Clippers after this. Even LeBron in L.A., I think, after this season only has two more. And so, like, you're kind of in a changing of the guard state right now, where a year or 2 years from today, the outlook of the Western Conference is going to be totally changed. I mean, both L.A. teams could be out of the picture altogether. And so if you're the Mavs, you're like, yeah, I mean, by then the Warriors would be older too. So that's our time a year from now, 2 years from now. And so I don't know if you rush it and go all in this summer. But, I mean, if the right deal presents itself, like, I'm not sure they were planning on trading for KP last season. I think that just kind of fell in their laps. And so if that happens, then I say go for it. But otherwise, I mean, just play it through this season. Play 82 games next season and hopefully win more games than you did. You know, have a good little regular season, maybe win a playoff series or two, and then go into the summer of 2021 with, like, you know, all eyes on Luka and KP. It's kind of like the next duo in the league.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you want to keep your flexibility because, to me, the Mavericks championship window really opens. It really starts to open probably 2 years from now. And so that's when you want to be able to make big splashes for studs. Last question for you, Bobby, before we let you go. When it comes to the bubble and all these executives, coaches, superstars are going to be there, we hear about all the schmoozing that goes on during All-Star Weekend. I wonder how much of that is going to be going on between coaches and executives trying to, you know, whisper in the cafeteria to Giannis, Cubans, like, hey, 2021, you know, what's going on? You got the Mavericks in mind. You know, like, I wonder how much of that is going to go on.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot, but I'm sure it's going to be policed very strictly. But what I will say is, you know, all these guys are apparently allowed to go watch other teams' games.
Right.
And, you know, there's going to be 22 teams there, so there's going to be a lot of games. But there's also going to be a lot of downtime. And so if you're on another team and, you know, you got Luka and KP playing against someone and it looks like a juicy matchup, and you go to those games and watch them play in person, and especially if they have a good game, I mean, that's kind of the best recruitment tool at their disposal, because these guys are sitting in the audience watching Luka play in person, and they can see just how easy he makes it for everybody else. And so it'll be interesting to see which guys go to Mavs games. But, yeah, I'm sure everything is going to be analyzed. There's going to be cell phone videos of every guy talking to each other, and it's going to be crazy. But, yeah, I mean, they can let the play speak for themselves, and it's going to be pretty awesome.
Man, that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get back on the floor and watch some basketball. Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time, man. You are our favorite. We love you, and stay safe out there.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.